It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavura's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, Ivory Jack's, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Prues.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced and broadcasted show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues, and this is the local portion of a great food and beverage lineup that plays for you Saturday evenings. KFAR gives you four great food shows in a row. We start with Fairbanks Foodies, followed by Grape Encounters. Then we go on to What's Cooking and finish with the Beer Guys. It's a great lineup of food and beverages. We here at KFAR take care of your palate on a Saturday night. We have great sponsors for this show, the Hooter Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavura Fine Wines and Liquors, and Ivory Jack's out in the Goldstream Valley. On this show, we will explore meals you can make yourself, food venues in Fairbanks, local restaurants to try, events you can participate in, and beverages you can create. Tonight, it's all about getting that fantastic sandwich in Fairbanks. Fairbanks is very fortunate in that we have many wonderful locations that you can get a sandwich from. So tonight, me and my crew consisting of Rob Hicks and Melissa Burnett, whom I go by the name of, call her Rock Candy, we are going to give you two each sandwiches that we have gone out, looked at, tried, and will report on. We'll also discuss the history of the sandwich, fantastic sandwiches that were created in America, fantastic sandwiches you can get here in Fairbanks, and special sandwiches you can make at home. Melissa, Rob, how are you both doing this evening?
I'm fantastic.
Myself, David, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Well, first of all, let's look at the sandwich and how it was created and on accident. Now, there's a controversy on how this was done, actually.
Yeah.
There's the myth, the legend, but who really knows? And in some of the sandwiches we're going to talk about, we're going to find that out. Now, there's a gentleman from England, born in 1718, passed in 1792. His name was John Montagu, the fourth Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of things. He was basically, he had a long political career. He was basically their home secretary, their foreign secretary, and he was first Lord of the Admiralty three times.
Oh, it's impressive.
But the thing about the sandwich was he either made it, well, the modern sandwich is named after Lord Sandwich, which is the exact circumstances of its invention and original are still the subject to debate. A rumor in contemporaneous travel book called Tour of London by Pierre-Jean Grosley, French guy, formed the popular myth that bread and meat sustained by Lord Sandwich at the gambling table.
Makes sense.
That's always
sandwich is known for,
yeah.
Lord Sandwich is known for many bad habits, including the Hellfire Club, and the story that can be in any story that can be a creation after the fact. Lord Sandwich is a very conversant gambler, and the story goes he did not take time to have a meal during his long hours of playing at the card table. Consequently, he asked his servants to bring him slices of meat between two slices of bread, a habit well known among his gambling friends. Other people, according to this account, began to order the same as a sandwich.
Yep.
And thus the sandwich is born.
Funny
how that's all I heard it and too, that, yeah. That's,
there's a sober alternative to this account, which provided by Sandwich's biographer, who suggests that the sandwich commitments to the Navy, to politics, and the arts meant the first sandwich is more likely to be consumed at his work desk.
Of course.
We're from Fairbanks, so we're going with the former.
Yeah, we like
the gambling story better.
Yeah. Now we all went and had two great sandwiches. Melissa, I'm going to ask you first.
Yeah.
Where'd you go and what'd you have?
So I got lucky because I kind of got a twofer out of this, and it was unexpected. But my very first stop was actually Defenders. And
great location, great place.
Yeah, and
best
food.
One of the best wings in town, too.
Fries, have you tried their fries?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. But, you know, I'm looking at their menu, and I was having a hard time picking. I wanted the pulled pork, but I also wanted this thing called the Firebird, and it was like a spicy, hand-battered chicken breast sandwich, and it had fried onion rings, jalapenos, deep-fried jalapenos, and a really spicy Cajun sauce on it, and it was paper jack cheese, and yum. Sounded delicious. And then, but they also had the pulled pork, which comes with their pineapple jalapeno coleslaw. And I was like, oh, man.
All stacked on top.
Yeah. And I couldn't decide. And the
it's
lady,
sort of like saying, which was your favorite child?
Yeah, right. Thank you. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And the waitress was amazing. She goes, you know, I can make that into sliders for you. And you could just have one of each. And I went, what? This is a thing?
So it's a great place to share a meal.
Yeah.
One plate with two or three people.
Or three or yeah. Yeah, whatever.
And so, or all by yourself.
Yeah. So she brought me out a plate, and it had four sandwiches on it. It had two pulled pork, two of the Firebird, and I was in heaven. And, you know, I think that my only complaint would have been that I didn't have enough cheese sauce. That's it. Like, that's my only complaint. Like, I just didn't have enough cheese sauce. And honestly, I probably could have asked for more and gotten it. But she was running her butt off and doing absolutely amazing. I didn't want to bother her. You know, that's my only complaint. The sandwiches were great. The bread, it was buttered and real nice and soft. They also toasted it, but not too much.
Yeah.
The
bread is so important, isn't it?
It is so important on a sandwich, you know? And it, like, didn't flake all over my lap, which that, to me, for a sandwich is important because I don't want the remnants all over me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was great.
No crumbs.
No crumbs. The jalapeno pineapple coleslaw, though, on that pulled pork, let me tell you, butter of the gods. Hands down, amazing.
Fairbanks, there's a sandwich out there. At Fender's,
yes,
that is now what we call the butter of the gods.
It's amazing.
That's a great. That's yeah. a great.
Oh,
wow!
It was a great sandwich. I don't know who the cooks were that night, but
Rob, you had two sandwiches. Tell us about one of your sandwiches in the location.
Okay, the first one I went to was Friar Tuck's. That's one of my go-tos around town. Ever since they've opened up, I've liked them a lot. They make. Once again, we're going to go back to the roll.
The bread.
Roll does not get credit. That the roll deserves.
Yeah.
I'm from Philadelphia, and the roll is very important in Philadelphia because it's hard to get a good roll anywhere else.
The moisture, the texture.
It's just, there's hoagie rolls, and then there's I call them bread rolls. You know, the rolls you get at the grocery store, they taste like bread.
My favorite.
Why would you get a bread roll when you get a good hoagie roll?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway. Friar Tuck's. I go into Friar Tuck's and I get the Little John. Little John's my favorite because it's basically an Italian hoagie, but instead of using all the ham and all that, they use turkey. Turkey, salami, pepperoni, and then I get all the Italian seasonings, the oil and the vinegar. I'm not a big mayo guy. So so basically I go in there and I say, I want the Little John, but I want you to make it just like you make an Italian. And that's what I get. And they just knock it out. It's perfect. And I don't know if they make their own rolls. Didn't we ask him that, David, if they made their own rolls or if they got them sent in?
No, they order them from Safeway.
Safeway makes
them for them. Safeway makes it for them.
Every single day.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic rolls.
Yeah.
And this Little John sandwich is just a fantastic sandwich. And we went in there that day. We got the onion soup and we got some French fries. We each had a beer. It was just a wonderful lunch. I really loved the place.
Great experience. Yeah. Great experience. You know, it's interesting. I sort of went T-Rex on my two. It was all about meat, and there was one that I had to go and tell Fairbanks about.
Yeah.
And it's at the Garden Island Deli, and it's only available on Thursday.
Oh, that's a good spot right there.
And it's the French Dip.
Ooh.
Now, even though it's called the French Dip was invented in America.
Yeah.
It's also known as a beet dip, and it's a hot sandwich consisting of thinly sliced roast beef on a French roll or baguette. Again, you go to the bread.
Right.
It's served with a variation, but usually with Swiss cheese, onions, and a dipping container of beef broth that produced the cooking process. So you're dipping it in the sauce it was bred in.
Yes. That's
and that's what they do. What they do is they make a great sandwich on the roll. And they keep it warm in the sauce, and you can. I had mine with provolone cheese and the au jus, and it's what I call a two-day sandwich, because this sandwich can be, you know, they cut it in half for you, but it's one or two meals, and it's incredible. Now, the history of the French dip. A couple of restaurants in Los Angeles have claimed to be the birthplace of the French dip sandwich. You have Cole's, Pacific Electric Buffet, and Felipe, the original. Felipe's website describes the dish as specialty of the house, in the words of home of the original French dip sandwich, and which is also present on their logo. At Felipe's, the roll is dipped in hot beef juices before the sandwich is assembled and is served wet, while at Cole's, it is served with a side of beef juices, just like I had over there.
That's a good French dip.
The sandwich can also be requested double dip, where both halves of the sandwich are dipped before serving at either establishment. Both restaurants feature their own brand of spicy mustard that is traditionally used by the patrons to complement this sandwich. This controversy over who originated the sandwich remains unsolved. Both restaurants were established in 1908. However, Cole's claims to have the original sandwich shortly after the restaurant opened in 1908, while Felipe's claims that the owner of Felipe Matthew invented it in 1918. So it's interesting. Most of the sandwiches we're going to go through here today and we're going to talk about came 19th century, early parts of the 19th century.
Yep.
When food was at its zenith. But again,
people were discovering it.
Only on
just it's, then, right?
Yeah.
The French dip sandwich only on Thursdays at Garden Island. And if you're not there by 12:30,
you're not getting any.
You're not getting it because people line up for that one.
Yeah.
People it's line delicious. Up for that sandwich.
And you know that's a good French dip when you line up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you mentioned four sandwiches.
I did.
What's another one you had there?
So the other one was War Pig.
And where's this at again?
Fender's.
And where's Fender's at?
South Cushman. It's in the trendy Soku district, as we used to call it.
About 28th, 29th Avenue. Oh. You got Rob choking. Call 911. The trendy Soku that has great sandwiches.
Yeah, great sandwiches, great food, great fries, great everything. But yeah, they gave me the sliders. So then I ended up also having the War Pig. And then I just had an extra pulled pork because that was delicious. But the War Pig is a burger with pulled pork, pork belly, and barbecue sauce drenched all over on top of it.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
It is just the best sandwich.
Say that again.
Ever.
What is it? Describe it.
It's a burger with pulled pork, pork belly, and barbecue sauce on it, and it is absolutely delicious.
What type of bread?
It's on one of those like I want to call it a
little
cookie,
burger buns, little slider bun.
It was a better than that. I don't know what it was, but it was better than that.
Any lettuce, tomato, anything?
Just the meat.
It's a T-Rex portion.
It's a T-Rex portion, and it was great and amazing.
Oh man. Fairbanks, with that, we are going to take a commercial break from our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be back after this.
Football is back, which means your Sundays got even more awesome at Ivory Jack's with all of the games on. So swing in for breakfast with their amazing Eggs Benedict, with full breakfast being served until 4 p.m., even for Monday and Thursday night games. Or try the crab-stuffed mushrooms and the always popular chicken wings, along with some Aroma Dome beer from Black Spruce Brewing Company, plus their famous dinners, live entertainment, and of course, free parking. Always a good time to be had at Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember, with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavora's has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavora's Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back. Fairbanks, David Prusin here with Rob Hicks and Rock Candy. Now, also, this holiday season, shop locally. We have four great sponsors.
Yes.
We have the Hooter Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavora's Fine Liquors, and now out in the Goldstream Valley, Ivory Jack's.
Nice.
And there's something, whatever you're thinking, there's something there for you from those four sponsors. Now, Rob, what was your second sandwich that you had?
Well, once again, I went to one of my go-tos, River City Cafe, right down there on 2 Street at the co-op. And I ordered a grilled turkey Cuban sandwich.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
If you're in Florida, a Cuban sandwich is usually ham and pork loin.
Mm-hmm.
And they use like good spicy mustard, and they put a pickle on it, and they grill the whole thing up.
And it's on the roll.
It generally is on
baguette.
Some kind of roll like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one that I got a turkey, and it was turkey and ham, and I had it grilled on sourdough because I just love sourdough. I can't help myself.
Best bread ever.
I love sourdough. Did they use a panini press on it?
They must have. That's anything I saw back there.
Because that's what a Cuban's on the panini press.
Yeah.
So they do an American Fairbanks version of a good Cuban.
Yeah.
And it was very good. It had turkey. It had ham. It had pickles, good dill pickles, some mustard, and Swiss cheese. And it was all grilled up, and it was wonderful. Now, it's a little – I can't really compare to everywhere else because I had to go takeout this time. And it's not fair to compare someplace you ate in to someplace you take out. But it was a delicious sandwich. I had a bag of chips to go with it.
There you go.
I got a coffee there. And just so everybody out there knows – River City Cafe has the best, bar none, scones in Fairbanks. And I always get a scone. I got one for tomorrow morning now.
So it was a twofer. It was a two-for-one trip.
It's a twofer. I love scones.
I love their scones, man.
Here's the River City, Cafe. My second sandwich was by accident. Literally.
Oh.
I met a client out of his house out in Goldstream Valley. And at the end of about 6 o'clock, let's go to Ivory Jack's and get a beer.
Right.
One of those trips. So we go there. We're sitting at the bar. And they asked me, I ordered a beer. And they asked me if I wanted a food menu. And I said, okay, certainly. You think I'm going to get an appetizer or something.
Something small.
And they told me the sandwich specials. And there was two of them. One was a pulled pork. The other one was the prime rib sandwich. And they said it's leftover prime rib from their prime rib night on Friday night.
Oh. Leftover prime rib is best.
Yeah. And so I said, well, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
And then they gave me ordering options.
Oh.
And they asked me if I wanted the sautéed onions and mushrooms on top of it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And then they gave me four or five different types of cheese I could have on it, and I went provolone.
Yeah, of course.
And it was melted provolone. And it was, it was on a wonderful, nice, soft sourdough French hoagie roll.
Ooh. And to get melted provolone that's a feat because provolone is a very low moisture type of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
then
awesome.
Then it came with the side of horseradish and the side of au jus.
Oh.
And I like putting my horseradish in the au jus.
There you go.
And then dipping the sandwich in this.
Yeah.
The
concoction.
The hyper au jus. And it was so good. I was just shaking my head going, I can't believe that this is an accident.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best sandwiches I've ever come across. And when you're biting, and they're not thin slicing a bunch of slices like you do on the French dip.
It's
one
piece.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, about 1/4 to 1/3 of an inch thick. And it was so soft.
You could bite
easy
through
bite through.
I was going to say, how
easy bite through.
That's nice. That's where you know that you got a good sandwich. That bite.
Yeah.
You don't want to be sitting there.
Trying to fight with it.
Trying to rip it off and have it whack you in the face.
Yeah, I've done that. I always shy away from prime rib sandwiches for that. So that's awesome.
So it was just, again, you know, I didn't expect to go T-Rex two times in a row, you know, prime rib and French dip, but
that's awesome.
And also, I can't say when it's going to be, but you know, but look for that special. Go out there, no matter what, on a Friday night's or prime rib night.
Yeah.
So you could also get the sandwich, I would think. Then.
There you go.
And it was just delicious. So those are my two that I had to share with the world.
Yeah, I think I need to go to Ivory Jack.
Fairbanks only, and they're
a picture.
And they're specified to Fairbanks only.
Oh wow!
You know this is not these were not franchises
right now.
Fairbanks only their specialty sandwich
only show or shop restaurant whatever it's called.
So tell me about you said you had four on that plate.
I did have four.
Go into detail about number three, Rock Candy.
Well, so I had, what did I see? We had the pulled pork, we had the Firebird, and we had the War Pig, which is
what's
the
Firebird?
The Firebird is the one, it's got pepper jack cheese on it.
Is it chicken or is
it is chicken. So it's a chicken breast.
Yep.
And it's hand battered. And it's hand battered in like a spicy batter. It's got a spicy batter to it. It's delicious. Like, it's not overpowering spicy, but it's got a kick to it. And then it came on the Kaiser bun and it had pepper jack cheese on it. And it also came with this queso, like a spicy queso sauce.
Oh,
which
really?
Had fresh cheese. Jalapenos.
Oh, my goodness.
Fresh jalapenos. Like, and these were the greenest, freshest jalapenos I have ever seen in Fairbanks. Like, these were fresh jalapenos.
Nice.
Now, let's go back to the beginning. You had a plate with four sandwiches.
Yes,
four different sandwiches
for the price of one sandwich, and it was amazing. And the waitress was so kind; like, she just
okay. Give it up. What was the four sandwich? Give it up.
I've already given it all up.
Well, you had the War Pig.
Oh, wait, hold on, War Pig. I gotta think about this.
Firebird,
and the pulled pork. Oh. And then the fourth one was just a basic cheeseburger with extra bacon on it. Mm. And I understand it's a cheeseburger, but you know what? It was good. I couldn't decide.
So, you know, I remember she sent us the photos of this plate.
I did. I sent you the photo. I was like, I couldn't decide.
And, you know, one shop fits all.
Yes. One-stop shop. I got four sandwiches. I got fries, and like they even brought me the Parmesan fries, and they got the Parmesan cheese on them. So delicious!
I haven't tried them yet.
Oh, they are so good! And like,
is that another addiction I'm going to get?
It is. They have an appetizer called the French Fry Trio, and you can get three different flavors of French fries.
Oh my goodness.
And it's amazing. Nice. It's a one-stop shop, and they have the best drinks, and it's very 50s themed. Mm-hmm. The whole restaurant is, you know, and it's very, like, they play rock and roll music like it's coming out of a jukebox, and the atmosphere, the staff, the food, the drinks, everything was amazing.
Good. Now, when Rob brought me over to the sandwich shop that he was at, Friar Tuck's, and I had their wonderful mushroom cheesesteak. Now, Rob, you're from Philly.
Yes, I am.
You know cheesesteaks. Why don't you tell us what the cheesesteak is, its history, and how it came about?
Well, we went to Wikipedia just to make sure I got my facts correct.
Yay, Wikipedia.
Okay.
Because where I grew up, there was always, I mean, everybody on the street corner had their uncle is the guy that invented the Philly cheesesteak.
Of course.
Yeah.
But of course, that's not true. The story goes that the Philadelphians, Pat and Henry Oliveri, they're the ones that are basically credited with starting to make cheesesteaks. And historically, cheesesteaks didn't have cheese on them.
It was later on. Yeah.
You know, beef on a hoagie roll.
It was either
famous for their rolls.
It's either the sirloin,
I think a bottom round is always a good
bottom
cut.
Round.
My mom used to use chip steak, and that always came out real good for home.
And ribeye.
Yeah, absolutely. But you cut it down thin, and like I said, Philly is known for their rolls. And then once again, we're back to the rolls again. It's a very important thing.
Yeah.
So you get yourself a nice long Philly roll, And then these guys are putting on, you know, back, this is, what was this, 19, where did I see that, 1930s.
Yeah.
Pat Oliveri, his famous cheesesteak, Pat's the king of cheese, he's still there, right next door to Gino's.
Yep, cross street, the competition, yep. One's Coca-Cola, one's Pepsi.
Let me tell everybody out there right now, there's two ways to go. You go Cheese Whiz or you go Provolone. Forget the Cheese Whiz, everybody. Go with the Provolone. Go with the pros. Provolone.
My two sandwiches, I did nothing but Provolone.
Yes. But the cheesesteak is a great sandwich. It's a funny story. It's still there today. Famous for it. And it's
great sandwich. And we have great ones in Fairbanks.
Yeah,
we really do.
We really
that
do.
That Friar Tuck's, that was a great cheesesteak sandwich that I had that you bought me.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Reuben rock candy.
You know
rock and roll rock candy Reuben.
You know, it's kind of funny. The Reuben kind of has the same story going back to gambling days, which kind of strikes a, you know, sandwiches and gambling. I guess they go hand in hand.
Easy food, finger food.
Finger food while you're playing with the cards. And it actually came from a guy whose name was actually Reuben. I'm not going to try to say his last name because it's very Russian and I'm not. But his name was, it was shortened to Reuben K. And
okay.
you can look him up. He was actually a Jewish Lithuanian born grocer who lived in Omaha, Nebraska. And he actually would ask, he would go to poker tournaments at the, it was at the Blackstone Hotel. He would go and he would actually ask for a sandwich made of corned beef pastrami, and that was it, just corned beef and pastrami at his local game every week at the Blackstone Hotel. And this was about 1920 to 1935 when he was doing this. And the participants who were there for the poker game, they all called themselves the committee, which actually included the owner of the hotel. His name was Charles. Charles's son, who actually worked in the kitchen, made the first Reuben and decided, like, okay, you want pastrami and you want corned beef. Well, I'm going to put Swiss cheese on it and Thousand Island dressing.
Russian.
Yeah, it was Russian dressing.
Yeah.
And he made that and it was a hit. And there you have the Reuben sandwich. That's where it actually came from. And, you know, to this day, I mean, now you could put the Thousand Island on it. Or
yeah, and New York has co-opted it as their signature sandwich in the town.
Yeah.
Because their bread.
Yeah.
And the pastrami and how they make it.
Yeah, and the original one came on rye bread. It came on rye, and that was the way you had it.
I've been to Katz Deli up in New York.
Yeah.
And it's... I mean, it's
a religious experience.
It's a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
You got to go to Katz, man.
Yeah. Rob, where are some of the other places in Fairbanks you like to go for a sandwich?
I like Food Factory, and they have a good cheese.
They have great selection there.
I don't get out all the time. I like cooking sandwiches. I make good sandwiches at home. I make my own sandwiches. So
yes, you do.
I'm a little spoiled there, but I mean, I like Ivory Jack's. Absolutely.
Yep.
And there's a couple places I haven't really tried yet. We were talking about Firehouse
Subs,
today.
Yeah.
I need to get over there. I haven't tried that yet.
They have a really good beef and cheddar there.
And I meant to get the DW's just for this show and just didn't make it on that side of town. That's another place I have to try.
Rock Candy, what do you like?
I am a big fan of Firehouse Subs, actually. I'm also a big fan of Brewster's. They have, you were talking about Ivory Jack's and their French dips. I like Brewster's and their French dips. I think those are actually really good, too. Their sauces, their au jus is really great.
I've never had a bad meal at Brewster's.
Never
and they're all good. And their service is always wonderful.
But when you know,
it's quality when you walk in.
It really is. But when it comes down to it, Firehouse Subs, that's my sandwich place.
You have to make sure
Here's another one for you. Going back to Garden Island Deli. I love their famous grouse. Basically, it's a chicken salad sandwich, and what you get is a sourdough French roll stuffed with chicken salad, and you can order your cheese, and I always get it with provolone.
Provolone.
I love provolone. I like it on my burgers. It's just that Italian gene pool coming out in me. Now, there's one sandwich we didn't go into yet, and that's the Monte Cristo, and you can get that at the Cookie Jar. They have a good Monte Cristo there.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Fairbanks, go to the Cookie Jar. They got great sandwiches. And the Monte Cristo is a sandwich that's egg dipped with ham and cheese sandwich. And it's pan fried or deep fried. It's a variation of a French Montsieur sandwich made in the 1930s in America. All the sandwiches we've discussed with you were made in America, invented
here.
Excuse me. Fairbanks, that is our show. Melissa, Rob.
Peace out.
Good show. Thank you very much. And we will see you next Saturday night and enjoy this one.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.